Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Vrubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu, Sahanabhunaktu, Sahavivyankaravavahai, Tejasvinavati tamastumavitvishavahai, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Tapasvadhyaya Ishwarapranidhani Kriya Yogaha, Samadhi Bhavanartha Klesha Tanukaranarthascha, Avidya Smita Raga Dvesha Vinivesha Pancha Kleshaha, Avidya Kshetra Muttaresham Prasupta Tanuvichinna Udaranam, Anitya Shuchi Dukkhanatmasu Nitya Shuchi Sukhatma Kshyatir Avidya, Drigdarshna Shaktyore Ekatma Daiva Smita, Sukhanushi Ragaha, Dukkhanushi Dveshaha, Swarasavahi Vidusho Pitata Rudo Vinivesha, De Pratiprasavaheyaha Sukshmaha, Dhyanaheya Satvrittayaha, Kleshamula Karmashayo Drishta Drishta Janma Vedaniyaha, Satimule Tadvipako Jatya Yurbhogaha, Te Khlada Paritapa Falaha, Punya Punyahetutvat, Parinamatapa Samskar Dukkhihi Gunavritti Virodhat Chatukkhameva Sarvam Vivekinaha, Yeyam Dukkhamanagatam, Drishta Drishyo Sanyogo He Hetuhu, Prakash Shakti Sthiti Shilam, Bhutendriyatmakam Bhogapavargartham, Drishyam Prakash Kriyastiti Shiram Bhutendriyatmakam Bhogapavargartham Drishyam Vishesha Vishesha Lingamatra Lingani Gunaparvani Prati Samvrujyamanascha Tasmin Eva Satta Matre Mati Atmani Avasthaya Yattad Nissata Nissatta Satam Nissatta Sat Tam Nissata Sat Nirasat Avyaktam Alingam Prathanam Tat Pratiyante Pratisamsrujyamanascha Tasmin Eva. So Pratisamsrujyamana Samsrujana Srijana means in which they merge. Pratisamsrujana, Samsrujana means Srishti, beautiful, Sri to create. Samsrujana to create nicely. Pratisamsrujana is opposite to it. What is opposite to creation? Dissolution, to merge in it. So, tasmin eva satta matre, they, when they are doing the pralaya, when it is pravilaya, when they are going to merge in it, in the satta matra, in the existence itself, from the existence, everything come into creation. The creation come into existence. So, in the same existence, satta matra, that everything merges. Mahati atmani avasthaya yattat nissatta sat, that which is nissatta sat, tat sat, that is not sat, neither sat nor asat, and mahati avasthaya yattat nissatta nissatta nissatasad swatmani leenam tasmineva satta matrane mati atmani avasthaya yattad nissatta sat, nissatta sat, that which is asat, tam nisat asat, nirasat, nirasat means bhava padartha, the existence, the speciality. Asat means napi asat, nissat asat means nissat asat, it's not even non-existence, which is just the existence of the power, there is nothing else in that way. And avyaktam nirasat, nirasat means just bhavartha, bhavadartha vishesha, the speciality of the existence. Avyaktam, avyaktam means without any manifestation. Alingam, without any merging, because there is no cause for this. See, for pradhana is the cause for everything. For the pradhana, there is no cause. Therefore, there is no reason for merging also. Tad pratiyanti, pratiyanti, they merge in it. That pradhana, they merge in it, which is not cause for any, which is cause for everything, and bear nothing, for which there is no cause, in that they merge. Linga, yesha tesham, linga matra parinamaha. Parinamaha. This is what is the linga matra parinama. Linga matra parinama, laya yukta parinama. That which has the the quality of merging in its cause. Nisatta asata tancha alinga parinama iti alinga avasthayam na purusharto hetu. And nisatta asata, that which is nirgata asata, there which is alinga, which is not, which does not have anything to merge into, that kind of thing, that pradhana in its causal form, alinga avasthayam, in that causal state, it is not of any use to the purusha. So, for the purushartha, purushartha, na purushartha hetu means, for the experience, bhoga, or for the moksha, realization. For both, the causal state, the primary state is of no use. The pradhana in its causal state is of no use. Na alinga avasthayam adau purushartata karanam bhavati iti na tasya purushartha karanam bhavati iti. Na alinga avasthayam, in the primary state, in the causal state, purushartata karanam bhavati iti. These gunas don't become the cause for the purushartha, for the experience and the realization. Therefore, there is no use of that state. Na asau purushartha krite ti nitya akhyayate. Since it is for the purusha, they are not termed to be nitya. Trayanam tu avastha visheshanam adau purushartha karanam bhavati. The trayanam, all the three gunas, their existence is the cause for linga matra, avishesha, vishesha, all these. Linga matra, the creation which has the quality of merging, that, and vishesha, the special attributes of the gunas, and the common general attributes of the function of the gunas, all these things, trayanam, these three, and trayanam tu, avastha visheshanam, these are the three stages, special stages. Adu purushartha karanam hoti. They become the cause for the purushartha. They, when it has come in the manifest state, they are of use to the purusha for the experience and for the realization. Sacha artho hetuhu nimittam karanam bhavati iti anitya akhyayate. And that which is the artha, which is the usefulness, which is the cause, which is the nimitta, which is the nimitta cause, that since it is a nimitta cause, it is a cause, there it is proved as anitya. It is cause for this purusha, it is anitya. These kind of stages, all these three, because there is a transformation, there is a change from this previous state to this state, therefore they are anitya. Gunastu sarva dharma anipatino na pratyastamayante na upajayante vyakti bir eva adita anagata vyaya agama avati bihi गुणान्वयिनी भी उपजन अपाय धर्म काह इव प्रत्यवभासन्ते. The gunas in themselves don't have the nature, it's like energy. Energy can neither be created nor be destroyed. So in the same way, the gunas neither are creator nor are destroyed. And do they change like energy? Energy can be converted from one form to other. That is what we have studied. Gunas, can they be converted from one form to another? No. With the help of the other gunas, it creates something. It is not converting itself to something else. Vyakti bihi eva atita anagata vyaya agamavati bihi. In the vyaktis, that which is the past, present and future, in these states, bihi gunan vaini bihi, in which these gunas, which the nature of the gunas, which is prakasha, pravritti and sthiti, these nature, they through these nature they create something, the effect from mahat, etc., whatever. So upajana apaya dharmaka, they are the product of these gunas, they are the things which can come into existence and which can dissolve from the existence, which can disappear from the existence. not the guna. Gunas don't come into existence nor they disappear from the existence. They are as it is. But the products of the gunas from Mahat onwards, everything can come into existence and can disappear from the existence. Into the pradhana, eva pratyavaste. Therefore, these gunas as though seem to be something of the nature of coming into existence and disappearing from existence. Gunas, we superimpose the nature of the products on the gunas itself, on the cause itself. Yatha, like, yatha, devadatta, we will prove with this example. See, the cause, trigunas, they cannot change, they are not created, they are not destroyed. But when the mahat, etc., the effect of these gunas, they are created and they are destroyed. These creation and destruction of the effect of the gunas are superimposed on the gunas. We are not giving the example of the warrior. Here we are presenting a different example. Yatha devadatto daridrati. Devadatta has become pauper, has become very poor. Kasmat, why? Devadatta is in poor condition. Why? Yataha, because asya mriyante gavayati. His cows are dying. His cattle are dying. Therefore, he has gained the state of poorness. He has not become poor. He has not become weak. His wealth has become weak. Therefore, we say, he has become weak. Gavam eva marnat tasya daridharanam. Na sorupahanaditi samaha samadhi. He is not weaker in his nature. But because of the wealth, the cattle which is dying, he is superimposed. On him the weakness is superimposed. Same way here or there also. Lingamatram alingasya. The gunas don't change, or they are not created, they are not destroyed. But the effect is created or destroyed. They are superimposed on the gunas. Lingamatram alingasya pratyasanna pratyasannam tatra tat samsushtam vivichyate kraman krama anativrutehe tatha sada visheshaha lingamatre samsrutta vivichyante parinama kramani mahat tatha teshu avisheshushu bhutendriyani samsrutani vivichyante tatha choktam prastat na visheshyadbhya param tattvantaram asti iti visheshanam nasti tattvantara parinamah. So lingamatram, that which is only a product, that which has the nature of merging into something. Alingasya pratyasanam, that which has come from the alinga, that which does not have the nature of merging into anything, whether which is the cause for soul, cause for everything. Tatra tat samsrishtam vivichya. We are able to differentiate these both, and then krama anativruttehe. We are able to understand the krama. Okay, from this pradhana, this thing has come. Tatha shat avisheshaha lingamatre. In the same way, see, the alinga and the alinga and the pradhana, the linga, mahat, etc., they merge. In this mahat, tanmatra, etc., this sada visheshaha, which is the general cause, tanmatra, in them, samsrishta vichinde parinamakram, whatever has come as a transformation, the whole world, jagat, they merge. And tatha desha visheshu, in those tanmatras, bhutendriyani, the bhutendriyas merge. The bhutas, the five elements, they are the cause for the jagat. The whole experience of the jagat merge in the bhutendriyas. The bhutas and indriyas merge in the tanmatras, which are the cause for the bhutas and indriyas also. And in the bhutas and indriyas merge in its cause, which is pradhana. Mahat, which is pradhana. So this can be seen in different ways. Vishichante. But this pradhana does not have a place of merging. Purastatana visheshebhyo param tattvantram vidyate. Tasti, there is no special, there is no tattva other than this vishesha. Therefore, they cannot change from that state to another. Teshu, teshantu, dharma lakshana, avastha lakshana, parinama, vyakshayante. For them, the dharma lakshana and avastha parinama are the three transformations. Dharma translation, lakshana transformation, Dharma transformation, Lakshana transformation and Parinama transformation. These three types of transformations. The Dharma Lakshana Avastha. Parinama is the transformation. Dharma transformation, Lakshana transformation, Avastha stage, the transformation. These will be explained for these three. Vyakhyatam Drushyam. Therefore, we have explained the Drushya, the objects of experience. Atha Drashtuhu Surupa Avadharanartham Idam Arabhyate. Now, we have to explain the Drashta, the seer. The seen, the object is explained. Now, the seer should be explained. What is the nature of the seer? What is the nature of seen? The objects, they are explained. What is the nature of seer? That also should be explained. This is how, what vichara is. We have to know the both the stands, the seer and the seen. Only then you can understand the truth. Therefore, what is the seer? Who is the seer? Drashta, drishimatraha, shuddhopi, pratyayanupashyaha. Drashta drishimatraha shuddho api pratyaya anupashyaha. Drashta drishimatraha shuddho api pratyaya anupashyaha. Drashta, the seer, drishimatraha is only the seeing. Though he is just only the seeing, the seer is only that experience. Shuddho api, he though is pure, pratyaya anupashyaha, he is so seen through the thought functions, through the buddhi. Drishimatraha iti. Drishimatra means drishaktireva, the seeing only. Drishimatra means he is the seer. The seer is the seeing. There is no difference between the seer and the seeing. Vishesha aparamrushcha aparamrusha ityartha. Vishesha aparamrusha ityartha. So there is no visheshas in this kind of remembrance. Dharmaha. Vishesha means these dharma, special qualities. So, only through that he can be gained. Sa purusho buddhehe prinsamvedi. He, that seer, is the one who is the pratisamvedi, experiencer of the buddhi. Who is the seer of the buddhi, witness of the buddhi. That purusha is the witness of the buddhi, is the witness of the jagat. Buddhi is the one which grasps the whole experience of the jagat. And this seer, the purusha, is the one who is the witness of this buddhi also. Sa buddhehe na sarupa na atyantam virupa iti. And what is the nature of that purusha? Is he similar to buddhi? Because buddhi is the one which experiences the jagat. So he experiences buddhi. Therefore, is he of the nature of buddhi, similar to buddhi? Or the buddhi experiences the jagat, but the purusha is not tainted by jagat. Therefore, is he totally different from the buddhi? You ask, he says, san buddhehe na sarupaha na atyantam virupayati. He is neither similar to buddhi nor totally different from buddhi. Na tat tavat sarupaha. Why do you say this? He is not similar. Kasmat vai jnata ajnata vishyatvat parinamihi buddhi tasyasya vishyo gavadihi gata dirva jnatascha ajnatascheti parinaminam parinamittam darsheti. Sada ajnata vishyatvantu purushasya parinamittam paridipyati.